Okay, Ellen, we're back.
Great. And we're here with Pamela Klein, who is the head of, I think, of an organization called Farmers and Families for Livingston. As we start, let's tell people about the public information meeting and how they where they should go on Friday night.
On Friday night, we are sponsoring a public information meeting at the Livingston Town Garage at 5 o'clock. It's on Route 9 south of here at the intersection of Cold Spring Road, and it's just behind the county garage. But we will have signs, and we'll have people directing traffic and parking, and we are anticipating a large turnout, and we would love for as many people to come as possible.
So large a turnout that you had to change the venue, apparently, for this meeting.
We did. We were originally supposed to have it in the town hall, but that has a capacity of 100 people. So, and we are expecting probably 200 people.
Are there going to be representatives of the companies who want to put in these power lines?
No, but today I had a call from the governor's office, and they are sending a representative. Will be from the Public Service Commission. At our meeting, we're going to have Kothi Zahn, who is the executive director.
Oh, we know Kothi. She's been here.
She's going to be, she's speaking on behalf of Protect Ghent.
Mm-hmm. Is that a different line, by the way?
It is. It's a special little jog, and I'll talk in a minute about the entire proposed line by Cuomo. And we're also having Daniel McKay, who is a public policy director for Preservation League of New York, and Haley Carlock, who is the advocacy lawyer for Scenic Hudson. Will Yannick will speak on behalf of our organization, and Greg Quinn will speak on behalf of Concerned Citizens of Clinton.
Where is Clinton?
Clinton is in Dutchess County, I believe south of Milan, and so we're trying to unite not only those of us in Columbia County, but we're uniting with Dutchess County, with Otsego County, with all of the counties involved running from Oneida down to Pleasant Valley.
So this is more than one line that we're talking about? More than one?
Well,
it's part of a bigger plan by the governor.
It is. Governor Cuomo has something called his Energy Highway, and he is taking proposals for alternating current upgrades to existing high voltage power lines. It's a 153-mile endeavor from Oneida to Pleasant Valley. They're upgrading the power from 115 kilovolts to 345 kilovolts.
And this power serves whom?
This power is primarily for downstate New York.
So it's the lines don't exist now, or they're upgrades of existing lines?
They are mostly upgrades of existing lines.
And what kind of percentage of an upgrade? I mean, is it like doubling the amount of energy going through, or...?
Nearly three times.
Three times?
Yes.
Oh. And the problem with that is? That's a question.
The problem is it impacts our communities on many levels. If they are not going to stay within the existing footprint and they're going to take additional land by eminent domain, that impacts a lot of families, farms. If they are going to run it near historic houses, for instance, it is in the view shed. One of the proposals is in the view shed of Olana. There are 53 houses that are on the National Register very near that line that's being proposed.
So it's an existing line, but they require more land to upgrade?
They could possibly. I've been having a hard time getting exact answers from everyone involved. Initially, I was told that there would be 125 additional feet required on the east side of the line running through Columbia County. Yesterday, I met with Public Service Commission and also spoke with Kevin Cushing from National Grid, and they could not confirm that. They were not willing to give me an exact answer as to what was going to be proposed.
So, go ahead, Alan.
There have been some people saying that why don't they just bury the lines? And as I understand it, that has some controversy around it, too.
Well, it is a proposal, and we're not just saying we don't want the electricity running through Columbia County. We don't want it running through if it's going to have a detrimental impact on the community. So we're asking them to seek other viable alternatives, one of which is burying underground. In order to find out if that is feasible, we have to hire our own transmission engineer to do that. And we'll be hiring, we have a lawyer, we'll be hiring environmental people. We need to do our own studies in order to present our case. Burying the lines, initially I've been told, is quite expensive. But in consideration with what it would do above line, I think it's much worse. If you bury a line underground, it takes an additional 15 feet. If you put a line above ground, it takes an additional 125 feet. So it's a big difference. I know there's a consideration of wetlands if you bury underground, but there's also a consideration of wetlands if you put it above ground. So we just have to investigate.
How long will they give you to, as you say, make a case?
Well, the deadlines are coming up very quickly. There's something called intervener funds, which would help us hire these consultants. And that deadline was initially November 29th. Today, when I spoke with the governor's office, we talked about getting an extension on that deadline. The scoping has already taken place, and comments on the scoping needed to be in.
The scoping by the electric companies.
Yes, needed to be in. And our comments on what we would like to do instead of what they're proposing are supposed to be in by the 20th of December. It doesn't leave us very much time, so we are asking for an extension on that also.
How long have you been working on this?
About a month.
Problem, really. It's not much time, is it?
No. Most people don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so it's my job to help educate people. That's what we're trying to do, just to give everybody all the information that we possibly can so that people can make intelligent decisions, ask intelligent questions, and hopefully do what's best for our community.
So you're not necessarily opposed to the power upgrade in some form if it might happen?
My dream would be that it would not happen.
Not happen.
Realistically, we need to find some way that is less detrimental.
Is there such a demand downstate that it's absolutely necessary?
Well, they want to close Indian Point, number one. Number two, New York City increases its need for electricity by 200 megawatts a year. To put that into perspective, Governor Cuomo is asking for an additional 1,000 megawatts for this entire project. If New York is increasing their need by 200 megawatts a year, that's kind of a five-year Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. However, I'm sure he has other things that he's proposing to meet their needs.
So are people who are opposed to Indian Point advocating on behalf of these lines?
I don't have that information. Mm-hmm. I think the contracts are up for Indian Point. Mm-hmm. So it's due to be closed.
It's due to be closed.
I think there really is a great need for public information on this. I mean, I had no idea, not that I'm a well-informed person, but I do try to at least keep up with the local news. I was not aware that Livingston would be affected until I read the story of the farmer who's...
Andrew Tranchita.
Alpaca
right.
Farmer, I believe.
Yes.
Who would be affected by, I mean, I knew about Art Omai, that it would go right through, you know, their property. Is there no other route that, of course, it would be not in my backyard, but put it in someone else's backyard, there would be the same problem, I'm sure.
Actually five companies who are proposing routes. There are two routes proposed through the town of Livingston. The eastern route, which is the one which goes through Clawbrick, and we should discuss that quickly. And then there's the western route, which comes down the western side of the river, crosses the Hudson River at Athens, goes into Greenport near Mount Marino, and then heads on into Livingston in that direction. Hmm. So the five companies are Transco, who is the largest and most powerful, and National Grid is a member of that, along with NYSEG. The second one is North America Transmission. Third is Next Era. The fourth is Boundless Energy. And I was just told day before yesterday that there's a new player called West Point. And I'm not sure where they're proposing. But when the Transco proposal comes through Columbia County, it goes into the center of the village of Clawbrick. It crosses 23B, goes across Webb Road, where those towers are already, I don't know if they're 50 feet from the houses that stand there. So it's very detrimental to that community. Then it continues further on towards 9H crosses and comes into Livingston at that point, crossing 82.
Hmm.
So all the proposed routes seem pretty unacceptable.
Yes. One of the interesting things is that National Grid owns or has aligned themselves with companies that own all of the rights of way and land that's being used from Oneida down to Pleasant Valley. Mm. And certainly going through Livingston, they own the western route and they have rights of way on the eastern route.
That's land that wouldn't require eminent domain?
That's land that they already have.
Okay.
So they're in some cases, they're talking about expanding the right-of-way.
If
is
necessary.
That right?
Yeah. They said that from what I have read in the proposals and the proceedings, they have the ability to take additional land by eminent domain. They can clear-cut forests. They can cut down vegetation. And they can move man-made structures such as houses. Hmm. The boundless energy proposal, which is interesting, and I don't know how much you all in Hudson know about it, but it is proposed to go through the city of Hudson underground. I think it's Columbia Street they're going under. So I
Columbia Street is that's the truck route. It's mm-hmm. You know, poor Columbia Street gets everything.
Yes.
It seems like.
So at this this informational meeting is really, and I just want to make this clear, it's a meeting of the opposition.
It is a meeting to educate people
okay.
about what's happening out there, and also to help us to organize and to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting that the governor's office is sending a representative to also inform from their point of view, I suppose.
Well, he's coming. He's from the Public Service Commission. His name is Jim Den, and he is going to make himself available to answer questions. The problem with getting answers to questions, as I understand it, have been told repeatedly over the last 2 days, they can't answer the questions because they're secret. Because these companies are in competition with each other, and if they told us what they were proposing, then their competition would know.
But the
public needs
actually,
to know.
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying. The public certainly needs to know, but if you look at the open government rules, when there is a bidding process like that, it is allowed to be secret for obvious reasons. Because, you know, if you knew each other's bid, you could obviously doctor your bid to win. So, I mean, there is an element of secrecy required here. But at the same time, right, there has to be a level of public disclosure of
yes.
what's going on.
Yes, and they need to let us know what the timetable is.
Yeah, that doesn't need to be secret.
No, it doesn't. Someone from National Grid told me yesterday, why are you worrying about this? It's not going to happen until 2018. And I said, I don't think so. I think there are deadlines in 2014, and maybe it'll be started in 2015 or 16 and end in 2018, but you're not going to start in 2018.
Right. And these timetables are always a bit of a shell game just to keep everybody off kilter and jam things through.
Exactly. In fact, they are bypassing some filings that normally would be made because they want to put this thing through expeditiously.
And they, you mean the governor's office?
Well, in all fairness, when I did speak about that with the governor's office today, because that's what I had read in some information, the governor's office clarified, saying that they only wanted not to push this through so that we wouldn't have a chance to speak our minds, but they didn't want it to get bogged down in paperwork.
We know about that here in the beautiful city of Hudson, don't we, Ellen?
We do. It's easy to get bogged
projects
down.
That take 19 years to get off the ground. Because
you're talking about the new police court building that has been talked about for so long. Well, let's give our listeners the information about the meeting one more time before you leave.
Thank you.
But first, is there anything else you need to tell us?
Let's see. I think that that's about everything, except that I hope people will come out just to find out how this affects their community. And once again, it will be Friday, tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. It will be at the Livingston Town Garage, which is at the intersection of 9 South and Cold Spring Road. It is a building behind the county garage, but it hopefully will be well lit and we'll have people there directing traffic.
You're putting balloons at the corner or anything? No, it's not a party.
No.
Well,
are you going to have it done by candlelight? Sorry, that's just being snarky. Sorry. Our guest has been Ellen?
Pamela Klein with Farmers and Families for Livingston.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
In.